Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Marian Shediak. He is the Chief Data Science Officer at Cognition Shared Solutions, LLC, a consulting company providing business process streamlining and alignment with data and risk. And Dr. Shediak, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and the pleasure is ours to have you with us here today. So for starters, there are numerous architectures aimed at efficient data management, data warehouses, data lakes, or recently data fabric. Why do you think we need another one? Talk to us about that. That would be a good place to start things off today.
Well, what you just named as architectures are indeed data management architectures and technological solutions. And they are components which can be used in data mesh that I wrote a book about recently. So why do we need another step, another, let's say, model? Is because the current models produce bottlenecks, both organizational and technological. It means that central data teams, they cannot cope with the amount of data that they are asked to process or manage, and use technologies they do not keep up with the demand of complex data applications. There are problems with governance. There are problems with data ownership and quality control. And finally, we need to move with data management and data architectures into more domain orientation, meaning business people need to be much more involved in data activities than they are now.
And I certainly do agree with you. And this question kind of is in relation to the last words that you just responded to that first question with. Why do you think it's business people who should learn about how data is managed? Isn't it within the scope of IT departments?
Unfortunately, it is the scope of IT departments, and that's exactly what we try to change. All this responsibility and ownership stuck into a single department just overloads people and systems. So, as you said, it is in the scope of IT departments, but business people need to be closer to data for several reasons. Some of them, their presence helps in retaining data meaning. So when some data is produced, it's the people who produce it who know what it means, and they should be engaged in example, describing this data for others to use, because some central team, they just cannot possibly know all the intricacies of all the business areas. So for interoperability of data, this data needs to be, in example, described by the people who produced it. And these people need to be available to explain to others what this data really means. And it may seem like a lot of work, but you know, on the other hand, you get what you give. So if you describe your data correctly, you are capable of getting well-described data from others. And also, it's about cooperation between different departments and between data people and business people. So that's why data mesh, unlike previously described solutions, is a socio-technological paradigm shift, not a new technological solution.
Without a doubt, a very helpful and thorough response. Thanks for that. Now, you mentioned the term socio-technological paradigm. Say that fast a few times. Could you explain what exactly you mean by that?
Well, it's self-contained in the principles of data mesh, which we're discussing. It means that the company starts to think about data in not only as a technological problem, but about the asset which is valuable for the people, and the people are more engaged in its management or governance, or like, you know, data becomes interlaced in the fabric of the business operations. So the principles are such that the data should be managed at the business domain level, where business domain is a pretty vague definition, but in our book, Data Mesh in Action, that we recently wrote, we try to keep data mesh as inclusive as possible. So if there is a business area, business operations area, it generates some data and it should be dealt within this area. The second principle is treating data as a product, meaning that like when you produce shoes, cars, you need to have well-defined properties of your product. So the same applies to data. If you produce this data and you expose it to the rest of the business to be used, you need to describe it. You need to provide the information about the contents of your package to your users. The third principle is something called computational federated governance. This one is a bit complicated in detail, but in practice it means that the ownership and governance is organized into two main levels: the central, where there are some high-level decisions and policies set up, and the local. So the people in these domains that we discussed a second ago, they have a freedom of operation. They do not need to just tick the boxes and worry about all the regulations and being regulated very specifically, but they have huge operational freedom, and it decentralizes the responsibility and engages people in actual thinking about the data and then thus extracting the value from it. And the fourth principle is platform as a service, which is a very technical part, which is providing a software solution that would allow connecting different data products. Imagine that you have your sales team and they produce data about how much is their spending, or how many shoes they sold, and you have a production. So production could look into data product generated by salespeople to see, okay, so we sold 100 pairs of shoes, or 1,000, or 10,000. So we probably should produce enough to be able to keep up with the demand. So it's all about interconnecting and bringing closer together different parts and of the business by making the information about what is happening encoded in data available for everyone. So this is socio-technological paradigm shift. It's taking the data from just tech people and IT people and organizing the whole data world around the business and bringing data closer to the business.
Well, you certainly know your stuff, and we're privileged to have you with us here today to give us some insight per your expertise. Today we're speaking with Dr. Madian Shidiak, the Chief Data Science Officer at Cognition Shared Solutions LLC, a consulting company providing business process streamlining and alignment with data and risk, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on in your book, Data Mesh in Action, you use a case study of a local company offering snow shoveling to homeowners. Is implementing data mesh really viable for such small cases, or is it rather an enterprise scale solution?
Well, that's a complicated one. The fully blown data mesh requires big data and diverse data to be business viable solution. However, as I mentioned previously, we try to be as inclusive and as possible, and we do not want to limit data mesh to just the solutions which fulfill all four principles. It's more about the change in how people think about data and helping them extract value. So you, in a smaller company, you may need one or two principles. Maybe you just need, prepare your data in more productionized way, and it will be helpful for your different small teams to communicate better. Maybe you have a couple of teams and you need to give them some ownership and operational freedom, and you want still to keep some control over on overall data quality, then you may federate your governance. So fully blown data mesh is designed to be useful because there is an overhead for the companies which have, as I said, diverse data, structured, unstructured data, big data, multiple data sources. They have high socio-technical complexity, multiple different teams working on different business areas, producing different types of data. They have also complex data needs, so they use data in multiple ways. That's when, like, the proper data mesh is viable. However, the principles might be used and to extract value in smaller companies too.
Now, I imagine implementing this requires substantial investment and resources. How would you convince the management or board of a company to invest in data mesh? Talk to us about that.
Sure. Depending on how, I would say, technologically advanced or mature your company is, it may be easier or harder to do. However, there are some benefits from business perspective which are universally achievable. One is ensuring access to all relevant data to decision makers. In our company, we actually mix three layers of business. So the business process flow, data flow, and the risk management flow into something that we call three-layer business process analysis. And it ensures that people have all the data that they need when they need to make an informed decision. Ensuring availability of data, data mesh is of course not the only way to do it, but it might be the simplest way if your data is complicated, as I said previously. So one benefit is it really makes data findable, accessible. We call it FAIR, which is an acronym for findable, accessible, interoperable, and reusable. So there are multiple ways of achieving fairness. It's not like always fairness is required, but if you want your data to be fair, data mesh ensures that it will. So this is the business, like the simplest business perspective. You want your decisions to be informed. In the technology perspective, it helps data to get the clear assigned ownership. It increases development speed of different solutions. So it's a mixture of, because it's, as we previously said, the socio-technological paradigm, there are sociological aspects, or you know, human related aspects and technology related aspects, but I would say the fairness and access to data when you make decisions is the key.
Now, another question for you: where should data managers or owners start if they want to try out data mesh in their organizations? Does it require a large transformation project, or can it be introduced through a pilot initiative? What would be the approach in these regards?
Oh, we have the whole chapter about it in our book, which we called Start Your MVP Data Mesh in a Month. So as most of such initiatives, it can be started as a pilot. All you need to do, you need to check what data systems you have, who are the stakeholders, find a couple of teams which would be interested in giving it a go, finding a couple of people who would be interested in starting a different model of governance, then creating two data products and platform which can be as simple as a Git platform. So all in all, it can be done in a month by a relatively small group of people. If it's done in a smart way, then it can grow organically, or it can be a large transformation. But no, if you want to try it, it's possible to do it quick and dirty.
Again, we can't thank you enough for taking a moment to be with us here today and for all the insight and information shared. As we conclude, is there anything else you'd like to mention, a closing thought, takeaway, or a tip as we conclude today?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Please talk to each other. If you are in the business, talk to your data people. If you're in data world, talk to your business people. Don't wait for someone else to build a project. Just go and talk to each other.
Great advice and a great place to conclude today. Communication within the company and with the IT department within the company is very important. And again, thanks for those concluding remarks. If listeners wanted to get more information on Cognition Shared Solutions online, where's the best place to do so?
It's on our website. It's cog-shared.com.
And of course, that certainly works. And we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Shidiak, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. It certainly was our pleasure.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you to our listeners for attention. I hope they learned something useful. And yeah, I'm happy to share.
And Dr. Shidiak, we really do appreciate everything. And thanks so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Marian Shidiak, the Chief Data Science Officer at Cognition Shared Solutions LLC, a consulting company providing business process streamlining and alignment with data and risk. And again, for more information, visit cog-shared.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.